RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. IORA member countries meet dialogue partner countries. Public broadcasting media is in jeopardy. Regional leaders urge compliance implementation of President Joko Widodo targets. Now the news in detail. The Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA member countries continue the discussion during IORA meeting in Nusa Dua Bali by holding meetings with dialogue partner countries. The IORA dialogue partner countries, namely the United States, China, and Germany. Director General for Asia Pacific and Africa, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Desra Percaya, Tuesday in Nusa Dua Bali said the meeting is implemented to jointly support effort to increase cooperation of the Indian Ocean coast and the use of its potential. According to Desra, IORA member countries and three dialogue partners countries will talk about the political and security aspects so that the Indian Ocean region does not become a means of conflict that would destabilize the region.
Ada negara besar di situ, antara lain Amerika dan China plus Jerman akan datang ke situ.
Three big countries, namely America, China, and Germany, welcome there. They are demanded to help the achievement of IORA targets. We will convey the expectation and will talk about political security aspects with the dialogue partner countries. The three big countries also have their own interests on the meeting.
Dan lebih dari itu, kita juga akan berbicara mengenai political security aspect dengan dialog partner. Tentu saja ada negara besar itu datang di sini, pasti kan mereka punya interest.
Moreover, Desra percaya saat Indonesia as IORA chairman asserted the importance to keep guard the regional stability, especially in the Indian Ocean coast. Indonesia hope the three dialogue partner countries can support the development of effort and potential of IORA member countries, especially in the maritime security sector. Meanwhile, Secretary General of IORA, K.V. Bhagirath, ensured that the draft Concord and IORA action plan can be finished to bring to the IORA ministerial meeting, which will be held on Thursday in Nusa Dua Bali. The development of technology becomes a serious consideration of broadcasting media. The rise of private and paid broadcasting media gives major challenges for public broadcast medias around the world. The development of public broadcast media in the digital era become one of the topics that discussed at the Conference of World Broadcasting Union, WBU, on Wednesday in Nusa Dua Bali. Chairman of the Program Committee of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, Yang Jun Lee, said that the challenges for public broadcast medias today cover various aspects, including the financial sector and broadcasting ratings. Therefore, according to Lee, anticipatory measure by the public media is needed to maintain its existence amid the progress of broadcasting technology.
The public service broadcaster is now in danger worldwide, financially and by ratings, because commercial channels are booming, right? So much, and the public service channels need to survive. So what is the solution of KBS to survive in the competitive digital mobile era? Our solution is like to make 2040 generation our friends, our viewers. 2040 is, we regard, is the main force of TV viewers. They are the leaders of the consumers. They are trend leaders.
Yung Jun Lee moreover said that other challenge faced by the public broadcasting medias in an effort to compete with the commercial broadcasting medias is from funding sector. According to him, a measurable strategy is needed to restore the glory of public service broadcaster, such as by creating a strategy of content that could embrace wider community. Yung Jun Lee is one of the panelists in the session Public Broadcasting Media in the Digital Era. The World Broadcasting Union WBU conference was opened by the chairman of the WBU secretary, Michael McEwen, who is also Director General of the North American Broadcasters Association. The Ministry of Education and Culture acknowledges 150 cultural works as Indonesia's Intangible Cultural Heritages 2016. Indonesia has ratified the Convention for the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage in 2003. With the ratification, in addition to the recording elements of Indonesian culture, it is also set the intangible culture to become intangible cultural heritage. Director of Heritage and Cultural Diplomacy of the Ministry of Education and Culture, Najamuddin Ramli, in a press conference recently said that the determination was conducted in the meetings from September 16 to 23 in Jakarta.
Kegiatan penetapan ini dilakukan sebagai upaya untuk melindungi budaya tak benda.
This acknowledgement aims to protect intangible culture in Indonesia. Following the recognition, the public awareness of the importance of intangible cultural preservation is expected to increase.
Pentingnya pelestarian budaya tak benda, warisan budaya tak benda Indonesia akan semakin meningkat.
Najamuddin Ramli further explained that since 2013, the Ministry of Education and Culture has listed 444 cultural works as the Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage. The intangible cultural works consist of oral traditions and expressions, including language, performing arts, social customs, rites and celebrations, knowledge and practices concerning nature and the universe's behavior, as well as traditional craft skills. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama has said fellow regional heads should strive for targets set to by President Joko Widodo during a commemoration of the president's second anniversary this week. Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama made the comments while attending a national conference on the second year anniversary of the Jokowi Kala administration at the Grand Sahijaya Hotel. He was joined by Banyuwangi Mayor Abdullah Azwar Anasat. The goals of regional governments shouldn't be separated from those of the central government. He cited tourism as an example, as the sector touches on infrastructure, economy, and culture. Azwar said Banyuwangi has been successful in implementing Joko Widodo's plans, with the region's income per capita increasing to 33.7 million rupiah or $2,600 per person annually in 2016. In 2015, up from 14.7 million rupiah in 2014. Poverty in the city has dropped 9.93% to just over 10% from a pre-2010 rate of 20%. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A business travel card scheme proposed by Indonesia for countries bordering the Indian Ocean was high on the agenda of a regional meeting held in Bali Tuesday, October 25th, an official said. Attended by senior officials from 21 member states of the Indian Ocean Rim Association, AORA, the meeting saw the countries support the scheme and its gradual implementation in the region. The scheme could see business people travel visa-free through participating countries, a practice the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC has offered for years. On the sideline of Tuesday's meeting, Desra Percaya, Director General for Asia-Pacific and African Affairs at the Foreign Minister, said member states must look further into the visa plan, but the proposal will imitate what APEC has been doing. Indonesia proposed the establishment of the scheme during an IORA business forum attended by its 21 member states 2 weeks ago. The country is chairing the association for the period of 2015 to 2017. Tuesday's meeting was part of a series of IORA meetings held in Nusa Dua, Bali this week to boost economic partnership in the region. The event will conclude with a ministerial meeting on Thursday. Journalists from ASEAN member countries and China who had gathered in Kunming on Tuesday emphasized that cooperation in the media sector forms an integral part of the ASEAN-China relations in the quest to promote the One Belt, One Road initiative. The willingness to pursue this objective must come from both sides. Director of China International Publishing Group Digital Media Center, Chen Xi, said at gathering on Tuesday. 15 ASEAN journalists who were invited to China during as part of a China-ASEAN media journey program related to the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road 2016 met with around 20 local journalists in Kunming to share their view on journalism related to issues in the regions. The program was organized by the China Report and ASEAN China Center ACC. China's exclusive policy in the social media sphere was a topic of discussion among the journalists. The Chinese government has been blocking social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter and other websites considered sensitive from the point of view of the country's national security. The last item. Lippo Group Chief Executive James Riady called on member states of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to work together to close the income gap and reduce economic disparity within the bloc if they want to harness the full potential of its people. James was speaking in Hanoi, Vietnam on Monday during the first day of a two-day World Economic Forum event in the Mekong region. The forum brings together 180 participants consisting business leaders from multinational companies in ASEAN and the Asia-Pacific region, academicians, as well as civil society. The host Mekong nations, which are Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand, had their heads of state, heads of government, and senior ministerial delegations participating in the forum. ASEAN is also a manufacturing powerhouse and a major global hub for trade. As the region seeks to deepen its ties under the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, it will capture an even larger share of global trade and raise its economic profile. There are some 67 million households in ASEAN countries that are part of the consuming class, with income levels that allows them significant discretionary spending. That number could almost double to 125 million households by 2025, making ASEAN a pivotal consumer market of the future. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. IORA member countries meet dialogue partner countries. Public broadcasting media is in jeopardy. Regional leaders urge compliance implementation of President Joko Widodo targets. That was the news.
Listener, here is commentary inside the UN refuses to be responsible for the cholera epidemic in Haiti. The United Nations or UN refuses to be responsible for cholera outbreak that hit Haiti for about 6 years. The UN is claimed to have a moral responsibility to help Haiti in coping with the disaster, which was allegedly brought by peacekeepers assigned to help the country in mitigation efforts on earthquake which hit Haiti in 2010. However, the UN refused if it should be legally responsible and neglect lawsuits from the cholera victim. Since the epidemic broke out in 2010, as many as 9,300 Haitians died and 800,000 others were affected. Scientific studies show that the Nepalese UN troops are the source of the outbreak. It was allegedly caused by the waste from the camp which flew into the river because of the poor sanitation. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and only 24% of its citizens have access to toilets and not everyone has access to clean water. The researchers first detected cholera outbreak in the Artibonite Valley, the headquarters of Nepalese UN troops. Through an electronic mail submitted by the UN Secretary General spokesman Farhan Haq on Thursday, August 18, 2016, Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon said that the UN admitted to be the disseminator of the cholera epidemic in Haiti. As a result of the cholera outbreak, the Haitian people who are victims of the cholera epidemic filed a compensation claim of billions of dollars to the UN in New York court on Wednesday, October 9. This lawsuit has also been rejected by a court in the United States related to the rules of diplomatic immunity to all UN personnel. UN stands with refuses to be responsible for the cholera epidemic in Haiti do not reflect the UN protection function that provides protection to all members. Moreover, the cause of the cholera outbreak is caused by a UN peacekeeping force sent to Haiti. As an international organization, the United Nations should not wash its hands of the cholera outbreak in Haiti by sending medical aid, just like the United Nations sending its peacekeeping forces to the war-torn countries. Listener, that was commentary for today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome to Today in History. Our first historical event occurred on October 26, 1947, when Kashmir joined with India. On October 26, 1947, following Indian independence from Britain and the Pakistan-India partition, the strategic areas of Jammu and Kashmir joined with India. Jammu and Kashmir were predominantly Muslim populations who at first felt it right to go into Pakistani territory. However, the ruler of the area by made of decision contrary to the people's desire. The country preferred to join with India. Let's head over now to his historical event on October 26, 1979, the day South Korean President Park Chung-hee was killed by the Korean Central Intelligence Agency, Kim Jae-kyu. President of South Korea Park Chung-hee was killed on October 26, 1979. Although he brought economic progress of South Korea in 1960 and 1970 decade, President Park Chung-hee was an authoritarian leader. Park Chung-hee was elected as South Korean president after he held a military coup on May 16, 1961. He attempted to modernize the country by implementing export-oriented industrialization. During his term in office, the relationship of South Korea with the United States became stronger after Park Chung-hee agreed to send South Korean forces to help the United States in Vietnam War. Our last event occurred on October 26, 2010, when Mount Merapi in Yogyakarta erupted. Mount Merapi is located in Yogyakarta, and it is an active volcano in Indonesia, which has erupted and spewed out hot clouds as ash and lava. The eruption of Mount Merapi damaged several villages around Mount Merapi. The natural disaster also killed people who lived at the base of the mountain, including Bah Marijan, the famous mountain keeper. He received the Anugerah Budaya 2011 or Culture Award 2011 from the Special Administrative Government of Yogyakarta in the category of Custom and Tradition Conservation. The handover of the achievement was done by the Yogyakarta Regional Secretary, Ihsanur, on November 29, 2011 at Bangsal Kepatihan, Yogyakarta. Listener, that was Today in History, brought to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Voy Green. Today, I will invite you to talk about West Java Holds Forestry Feast. Non-timber forestry products that can be managed and used as a source of economy of communities surrounding forest, much more than the timber products. This condition is highlighted and illustrated through the second West Java Forest Festival in 2016. The festival is held at Linggarjati Natural Park, Linggarjati Village, Kuningan Regency on Saturday to Sunday, October 22 to 23, 2016. West Java Forestry Feast is an annual event of West Java government. The first West Java Forestry Festival was held in 2015 by the Forestry Service of West Java at Taman Hutan Raya Juanda or Juanda Forest Park, Hutan Raya, Bandung. The second West Java Forest Festival 2016 was opened by West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan, represented by the head of the Forestry Service of West Java, Budi Susatyo. Head of Forestry and Plantation of Kuningan, as the chief executive of the festival, Bun Bun Budiasa, said, through the activities, the Kuningan Forestry Office wants to convey the magnitude of the forest resources potential for community empowerment. According to Bun Bun, this festival could be get-together occasion, exchange information, and convey successful experiences to each other. Even the festival is expected to be a promotional event and transactions. In addition, the festival can be a way to encourage the parties to develop the future of forest management, which focuses on the acquisition of non-timber forest products, for example, travel services, so that the concept of conservation remains persisted. Meanwhile, West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan, in his speech, hoped that the West Java Forest Festival 2016 can improve the performance of all related parties in the forestry sector in creating jobs. The second West Java Forest Festival in 2016, which was held over 2 days, held various activities such as workshops for sustainable forest together with community agencies, forest village, art attractions, and exhibitions of various types of forest non-wood products and wood processing of small and medium businesses from a number of regions and cities in West Java. Kuningan region Aceh Purnama expected the essence of this festival is not only made the event as spectacle and promotions event, but also as guidance as part of a learning process toward the development of forestry in West Java, which is better in the present and the future. Aceh Purnama stated, Kuningan as a conservation district will continue to be maintained, even to be strengthened with the regulations in the form of local regulations. That was the Voy Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA member countries continue the discussion during IORA meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali by holding meetings with dialogue partner countries. The IORA dialogue partner countries, namely the United States, China, and Germany. The development of technology becomes a serious consideration of broadcasting media. The rise of private and paid broadcasting media gives major challenges for public broadcast medias around the world. The Ministry of Education and Culture acknowledges 150 cultural works as Indonesia's Intangible Cultural Heritages 2016. Indonesia has ratified the Convention for the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage in 2003. with the ratification, in addition to the recording elements of Indonesian culture, it is also set the intangible culture to become intangible cultural heritage. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama has said fellow regional heads should strive for a target set to by President Joko Widodo during a commemoration of the president's second anniversary this week. A business travel card scheme proposed by Indonesia for countries bordering the Indian Ocean was high on the agenda of a regional meeting held in Bali Tuesday. Attended by senior officials from 21 member states of the Indian Ocean Rim Association, the meeting saw the country support the scheme and its gradual implementation in the region. Journalists from ASEAN member countries and China, who had gathered in Kunming on Tuesday, emphasized that cooperation in the media sector forms an integral part of the ASEAN-China relations in the quest to promote the One Belt, One Road initiative. Lippo Group Chief Executive James Riady called on member states of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to work together to close the income gap and reduce economic disparity within the bloc if they want to harness the full potential of its people. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is nice to speak to you again in our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we invite you to visit Central Sulawesi. Stay tuned. If you want to find a new place for diving and snorkeling, take a visit to Dua Island in Central Sulawesi Province. The island is well known for having a large amount of natural beauty on it and below and around it. Dua Island's beaches are white and clean and its water is a clear blue, which adds more beauty to this place. Various kinds of fish on the island amaze. When you visit Dua Island, you should take a fishing boat around the entire island. Your trip will not be complete without it. Dua Island is an icon of Central Sulawesi and a destination well known for its under-the-sea beauty. Inhabiting and surrounding the island, the Balantek tribe is spread out over four sub-districts, namely South Balantek, Lamala, Masama, and Bualemo. One day is not nearly enough to explore the entire island. Visitors can stay at night in a cottage, homestay, or different lodgings managed by the Balantek tribe. Prices vary depending on where you stay, but the Balantek people provide excellent facilities no matter where you decide to stay. Dua Island is located in the Kampangar village within the Balantak sub-district, Banggai Regency, which is part of the Central Sulawesi province. From Jakarta, you can hop on a commercial airplane to Syukuran Aminuddin Amir Airport in the Luwuk Regency, or you can transit through Palu City. Your trip will continue from these destinations to the Trans-Sulawesi Roadway. Using transportations like a bus or hire a car, it's 150 kilometers from Luwuk to Dua Island. The trip should take around 3 hours. During those 3 hours, you will pass by hills, swamps, and fishing villages near Dua Island. Certainly, it can be a little exhausting getting to Dua Island, but it will be well worth your trip as Dua Island has incredible natural beauty. Well, listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Dua Island in Central Sulawesi Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Pergi ke Pasar Modern, which in English means going to a modern market. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi, which means good morning. Bagaimana kabarmu? Bagaimana kabarmu? How are you? Hari ini. Hari ini. Today. Sangat baik. Sangat baik. Very good. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. Ke pasar modern. Ke pasar modern. To a modern market. Sering. Sering. Often. Sayur dan buah. Sayur dan buah. Vegetable and fruit. Dalam keadaan segar. Dalam keadaan segar, which means in fresh condition. Ikan, daging ayam, dan daging sapi. Ikan, daging ayam, dan daging sapi. Fish, chicken, and meat. Bagus. Bagus, good. Tempat parkir. Tempat parkir, parking area. Motor dan mobil. Motor dan mobil. Motorbike and car. Luas. Luas. Large. Bersih. Bersih. Clean. Bisa tawar-menawar. Bisa tawar-menawar. can bargain. Minggu depan. Minggu depan. Next week. Aku ikut denganmu. Aku ikut denganmu. I follow with you. Dengan senang hati. Dengan senang hati. With my pleasure. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Pergi ke Pasar Modern, or in English means going to a modern market. The conversation is between Nina and Lucy. A. Nina, selamat pagi Lucy. Selamat pagi Lucy, which means good morning Lucy. B. Lucy, selamat pagi Nina. Selamat pagi Nina, which means good morning Nina. A. Nina, bagaimana kabar kamu hari ini? Bagaimana kabar kamu hari ini? Which means, how are you today? B. Lucy, sangat baik. Bagaimana denganmu? Sangat baik. Bagaimana denganmu? Which means, very well. How about you? A. Lucy. Ah, salah. A. Nina. Baik juga. Terima kasih. Baik juga. Terima kasih. Which means, I'm fine, thank you. B. Lucy, kamu hendak pergi kemana? Kamu hendak pergi kemana? Which means, where are you going? A. Nina, saya ingin ke pasar modern. Saya ingin ke pasar modern. Which means, I'm going to go to modern market. B. Lucy, apakah kamu sering ke pasar modern? Apakah kamu sering ke pasar modern? Which means, do you often to go there? A. Nina, ya, setiap hari Minggu. Ya, setiap hari Minggu. Which means, yes, I go there every Sunday. Saya suka pasar modern, sayur dan buah dalam keadaan segar. Saya suka pasar modern, sayur dan buah dalam keadaan segar. I like to go to modern market because vegetables and fruits still fresh. Ikan, ayam, dan daging sapi juga baik. Ikan, ayam, dan daging sapi juga baik. Fish, chicken, and meat still in good condition. Tempat parkir motor dan mobil luas. Tempat parkir motor dan mobil luas. It is also provided a large parking area for motorbikes and cars. Pasarnya bersih dan bisa tawar-menawar. Pasarnya bersih dan bisa tawar-menawar. The market also clean and can bargain the price. B. Lucy, baiklah, minggu depan aku ikut denganmu ke pasar modern. Baiklah, minggu depan aku ikut denganmu ke pasar modern. Which means, alright, next week I will follow you to the modern market. A. Nina, baiklah, dengan senang hati. Baiklah, dengan senang hati. Which means, okay, with my pleasure. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it's a great pleasure to meet you in our daily program, Music Corner. In today's edition, I will dedicate to you some nostalgic songs sung by Indonesian singers Chris Biantoro. Stay tuned. Thank you.
berlumpur dan bernoda. Di sanalah kini engkau berada. Mengapa, oh mengapa, aku tak percaya. Sekarang pun tetap mengharapkanmu. Mengapa, oh mengapa, tak perlu bertanya. Andaikan mungkin ingin daku mengajak kau seperti waktu itu. Tinggalkan saja dan lupakan semua yang terjadi. Anggaplah angin lalu. Sampai kapankah kau harus begini? Mungkinkah kau ingin terus begini? Mengapa, oh mengapa, aku tak percaya. Andaikan mungkin ingin daku mengajak kau kembali seperti waktu itu. Tinggalkan saja dan lupakan semua yang terjadi. Anggaplah angin lalu. Sampai kapankah kau harus begini? Mungkinkah kau ingin terus begini? Mengapa, oh mengapa, aku tak percaya.
Listener, the song you've just listened was the song of Chris Biantoro entitled Mungkinkah. The song is about the life of a woman falling to the darkness, and when she is in desperate time of her life, there is a man feeling sympathetic and fall in love with her. He also asks her to live her life as if she upholds socio-cultural norms. With Chris baritone vocal, the song Mungkinkah became famous in 70s era and was frequently played in many radio stations. His name turned out to be more famous when he being a master of ceremony at various stages and events, as well as the presenter of the television programs. At that time, Indonesia had only one television station, namely TVRI. Well, listener, I will dedicate to you the next Chris Biantoro song. Thank you.
suratan hatimu nan merindu, rindu bayangan nan meliputi para seri wajahmu. Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mengapa membisu seribu bahasa? Mungkinkah bulan merindukan kumbang? Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau di aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasib untung di badan. Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau di aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hati, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasib untung di badan. Rindu, 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 rindu.
Listener, thank you for being with us in our daily segment Music Corner to play some old songs sung by the late Chris Biantoro. Listener, to end this Music Corner, I will present you a song by Chris Biantoro. I hope this song helps you to get some knowledge toward Indonesian music. See you next time and goodbye. Sampai jumpa.
Malam gemilang bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengembang. Tak jemu-jemu mata memandang, aku namakan di kau juta malam. Sinar matamu menari-nari langsung menembus ke dalam jantung kalbu. Aku terpikat masuk perangkap, apa daya asmara sudah melekat. Juwita malam, siapakah gerangan tuan? Juwita malam dari bulan. pulangkah Tuhan, kereta kita segera tiba. Tidak di negara kita akan berpisah. Berilah nama, alamat serta, esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula. Gerangan Tuhan, juwita malam, dari bulankah Tuhan, kereta kita segera tiba. Tidak di negara kita akan berpisah. Berilah nama, alamat serta, esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula. Esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Aryati di kamar asuhan rembulan. Aryati di kagemilang seni pujaan, dosakah hamba mimpi berkasih dengan Tuhan? Ujung jarimu ku cium mesra tadi malam. Dosakah hamba memuja di kau dalam mimpi? Hanya dalam mimpi. Aryati di kamar di taman khayalku, tak mungkin Tuhan terpetik daku. Walaupun demikian nasibku, namun aku bahagia seribu satu malam. Thank you. Mawar di taman khayalku, tak mungkin tuan terpetik daku. Walaupun demikian nasibku, namun aku bahagia seribu satu malam. Namun aku bahagia seribu satu malam. Cari jalan yang sunyi untuk menghindar darimu. Ku berjanji di dalam hati takkan lagi ku menjumpaimu. Tengahnya kabut bermandi embun pagi, dingin membuat hatiku membeku. Selama ini aku sayang, kau merubah cintaku jadi benci.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.